Washington to talk with Tom Massaw. He is with the Michigan Protection and Advocacy Service. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tom, tell us what you do there at the Michigan Protection and Advocacy Service.
We advocate for and protect the legal rights of people with disabilities throughout the state of Michigan. We provide information referral, direct representation. In addition, we monitor state facilities and nursing homes and group homes.
And your group is calling for tougher state laws following documented errors in Michigan's nursing homes that have led to injury and death among its residents. Talk about that.
Well, what we have been doing is the state on a yearly basis will come in, the State Department of Licensing and Regulatory Affairs will come in and conduct their yearly inspections of nursing homes, and they will document violations of abuse or neglect. They will put the nursing home on notice to correct those errors. The nursing home will pay a fine, and they will correct those errors, and that's the end of it. Our response to that is we need to go farther. We can't allow abuses and neglects and deaths to occur in nursing homes. When they become documented, then they need to be dealt with and move to the next level.
How many cases are you going to talk about today, and how serious is the concern?
Well, our report highlights 40 cases that we have pulled, and obviously they're quite severe. We have two cases of residents who have had maggots, one around the catheter area, one in the trachea, as well as individuals who have had ants all over them, people who have fallen and broken their bones. So they are quite atrocious.
Really? That's severe?
Yes.
So
And the thing is that they were documented, and the nursing home did get fined and corrections are put in place, but not one of these individuals were reported to authorities or were nothing was done to the staff.
All right. Is there a place where folks can go and take a look at this report?
Absolutely. It's on our website at www.mpass.org.
All right, Tom. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Thank you.